Okay, so this happens every year. Every year, about halfway into the Purim Suda, you realize that you wanted to have a Marv. So you look around your Purim Suda, you have about 6-7 people that are definitely not drunk. You have a couple of maybes, right? You have a couple of them. You have some people that are totally gone. So the question is, who counts for the minion? Who doesn't count for your minion of Marv? Very simple question and very relevant. You know, are you allowed to count someone who's, you know, shikar, who's walking around, I don't know, singing every song that he knows on top of his lungs, walking around the room? Is he allowed to be mitzdar for a minion? Yes or no? So the Gemara in Erevin says that there's a couple of categories of people that are drunk in terms of davening. So the Gemara in Samach Tav Amud Aleph in Erevin says there's different types of people. There's someone who's called a shikar, and there's someone who's called a shasui, someone who drinks a lot. So the halacha is that shasui al yispalel, someone who just drank a lot, but he's not completely shikar, he can't daven at all. The mispalel, if he davens, tefillah so tefillah. So he's not so drunk. If he davens, his davening is a good tefillah, but he shouldn't daven ideally. And then there's a shikar al yispalel, a shikar shouldn't daven at all. The mispalel, if he davens, tefillah so toeva. Then he is a bad thing, his tefillah is no good. So what's the difference between them? Hechidami shisui, hechidami shikar. What's the difference between them? So the Gemara later on says that what is it? Shisui kol sheyachol adaber lefnei hamelech. Shikar kol sheeno yachol adaber lefnei hamelech. The distinction is can he stand in front of a king when he's davening? You know, I mean, would he be able to present himself in front of a king? You know, if he goes in front of the king and he starts, you know, trying to hug the king, then he's probably not able to be someone who's only a shisui, he's probably a shikar. If he goes over to the king and he's able to control himself, he may be a little bit, you know, louder, but he's presentable in front of a king, then he's only a shisui. So again, depending on if he's presentable in front of a king, is he this lower level or is he not considered a shikar? Fine. Those are two levels. Then, of course, there's the lowest level, the Gemara later on, that says, since he just drank a little bit of wine, he didn't even drink a revius of wine. So the lowest level is someone who just drank less than a revius. Level number two is someone who drank more than a revius, but he could hold himself in front of a king. That second level shouldn't ideally daven, but if he davens, it's not the end of the world. I'm not talking about minyanim, just davening, 1 second. And then the third level is someone who can't even daven in front of a king at all. He is, you know, not able to daven at all, and he's shikar. He's shikar, he's wasted. But I don't want to use the word wasted yet. He's shikar, yeah? No, because I'm going to use the word wasted. Wasted is going to be level four. Shikar is, he's a shikar. Shikar is number three, so again, he's not able to speak in front of a king. He shouldn't daven, and if he davens, his tefillah is a toeva. Then the Gemara says, the fourth level on Samachayim at Aleph, it says someone who's so butter from tefillah that none of his actions are any actions. Says that a shikar is a pikeach l'chol dvarav, ela shapater min ha-tfilah. So we say, but oh, then the Gemara says, no, someone who shigia l'shechruso shalot pater mikulam. If you reach the level of l'shikar shalot, you know, Lot was mizan with his daughters, you know, when he was such a shikar, you reach that level, then you're totally pater mikulam. That's what the Gemara says. That's completely wasted. So we have four levels. So level number one, he's allowed to do everything, it sounds like. He could daven at all, because he just drank less than a revius. Level number two is, he drank a revius, but he could still talk in front of a king. He ideally shouldn't daven, maybe, but, you know, if he's davening, it's not the end of the world if he davens. Level number three is that he's not able to speak in front of a king. His davening, he shouldn't even daven, and if he davens, his tefillah is a toeva. And level number four, he's mamish patur from everything. We don't even talk about him. He's completely wasted. He's the guy who's first year in Israel, away from his parents, and, you know, totally no one watching him. He's completely gone. Anyone who's been there knows, of course, those people in yeshiva, you know, who are those people. Okay, so that is the four levels. Now, what about, so that's how we paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. But that's only in terms of davening. But what about davening? What about combining in a minion? Okay, so I get these four levels, but which one of these four levels can be mitzdarif to a minion? So definitely level one, you'll tell me, he's okay. He's allowed to daven, really. Level one who didn't even drink a revius, for sure he could daven, he could probably count to a minion. Level four, easy. He does not count for a minion. He's pater mikulam, he's the guy who's, you know, out cold on the living room floor. You know, he definitely doesn't count for me. But what about level 2 and level number 3? Level number 2 and level number 3 are a little bit confusing because Level 2, he could even stand in front of a king. Level 3, he can stand in front of a king, but he's not completely wasted. So do they count for a minion? It's a tough question. The Mishnah Berura on this Ansadi test of Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berura Os Yud, points out first, or actually points out, here we go, Yud Aleph. First Yud Aleph. First Mishnah Berura points out that if he's on even level number 2, many people say he shouldn't even daven l'chadchila, meaning he shouldn't even do any other brachos. And then he even says, so if someone is on level 3 rather, meaning he's not able to even speak in front of a king, he shouldn't even do other brachos. It's not even tefillah. If you are on the level where you can't speak in front of a king, you shouldn't make any brachos at all. Fine. But what about minyanim? So in Os Yud, Mishnah Berura says, here's the key line. He says, on the words of Shulchan Aruch that says, seemingly we're talking about level number 3. Yeah? Seemingly we're talking about level number 3. The Mishnah Berura says, so this person who can't speak in front of a king sounds like ein mitzarfino so l'minyan asara. You do not count him into a minyan. Now that's a pretty big deal, because if you have someone at your meal which can't speak in front of a king, which is most people which are drunk, right? So they're not crazy wasted, but someone who's drank a lot of wine and he's at your Purim Suda, and you know he's definitely like, you know, keeps on asking you, you know, I don't know, asking you the same question over and over again, you know, those types of people. So those people cannot combine for a minute. Big line of the Mishnah Berura. And it's based on, yes, sorry.
Is there a difference between sitting down and standing when you're talking about benching, or are you talking about?
Let's talk about minion for a second. Minion, yeah. Davening Tefillah.
Can I ask just one quick
question? Yeah, sure.
Does this pertain to someone who's heavily medicated?
That's a good question. It depends what heavily medicated means, meaning how is it affecting his faculties.
Morphine on something.
That's
that
a good question. Let's assume off the bat, I didn't look into it fully, but let's assume that if it's the same status that he can't speak in front of a king, you know, he's heavily morphine, it would be the same thing. So with someone who can't speak in front of a king, which is a good many people at your Purim Suda, according to this Mishnah Berura, can't daven. And he quotes for this Magen Gibor. Now, the problem is, this Magen... Yeah.
You say... He's not he can daven. Another way, he cannot be mitzvah for minyan.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The question is, does he allow to daven besides the?
So this person, we said he can't daven, and in fact, if he davens, his tefillah is a toeva. But the question is, what about counting for a minyan? You know, you get your coworker who's not from, who doesn't really know how to daven, according to many posts, and he could combine for number 10. So the fact that he can't really daven is not as important. So this guy's not supposed to daven, but can he be a beam? Can he stand there, you know, and look pretty while you're davening? Does that mitzvah for his number 10, right?
The difference between the person who's not a from Jew,
yeah,
who works in your office,
yeah,
and is drunk, is the difference between Teweva and not Teweva. Oh. That person's not Teweva. As opposed
to the Mishnah Berura
agrees.
So the Mishnah Berura agrees with you.
What about Zimun?
Okay. So what about Zimun? So the question then, look, it's a little bit tricky. This Mishnah Berura doesn't really tell you also what category we're talking about. So listen to this. So many people understand this Mishnah Berura. And in fact, the Mishnah Berura is even talking, I believe, about people that didn't even reach the Shichruso Shelot. Which is also an interesting way to understand this Mishnah Berura. That some could understand this Mishnah Berura, that this Mishnah Berura is saying that even if you're on level 2, even if you're on level 2, that you drank more than a Revius, you could speak in front of a king, but, you know, you still drank more than a Revius. What about them? Can they be Mitztaref to a minion? So we said level number 4 definitely can't, that level 1 definitely can't. But level 2 and 3 are a little bit confusing. Level 2 is someone who drank more than Revius, but he could speak in front of a king. Level 3 is someone who can't speak in front of a king. So which level can daven? Which level can be mitzvah for me?
That level 2 and level 3 is a problem, because you have a big guy, you know, as opposed to a little guy.
Well,
you have a guy on food. Or, you know.
But it's very basic. Can he speak in front of a king or not? So the Mishnah Berura says someone, seemingly says, his lashon is that he's talking about someone who he says... The Shulchan Aruch had said, "Im ein yachol adar b'fnei ha'melech, even his spouse is a tefillah toeva, etc., etc." Then Ramos says, Hagah v'din kriyas shma k'din tefillah, avol shar brachos yochel levarich apal pi shehu shikur. That someone shar brachos is allowed to daven this third level, even though he is a complete shikur, meaning he can't talk in front of the king. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Klaub says that you can't avol ein mitzarfino sova minin asar. So the question is, what about level two as well? So these questions, so for Mishnah Berurah, not 100% sure, you can't be mitzarfin. Now the problem is that the Kaf HaChaim and others say that this Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaChaim is on Salites. He says this Mishnah Berurah is actually based on a base David. It's quoted Beis David. But the problem is if you look at the base David doesn't really say this. So really they say this Mishnah Berurah is following the Magen Giborim, who even though it said Beis David, it meant the Magen Giborim meant to quote the base Yud. And if you look at the base Yud, the base Yehuda, he says the exact opposite. The base Yehuda says, listen to this. He says the
Mishnah.
Huh?
The opposite of Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah. He says, listen to this. Base Yehuda says, he agrees, but this is the base Baruch quoting the base Yehuda, and the Kaf HaChaim says the exact same thing. They say, the Kaf HaChaim cause of the Tosu. The lesser Betshuva's base David, our Betshuva's base Yehuda. And if you look over there, he says, Visham Mefurish. The mitzarif la'asara with kaddish or kedusha or baruch hu. That he does combine, you know, to kaddish, kedusha, you know, baruch hu. And I think it's talking, if I understand it correctly, even level three. Meaning, even if someone can't be with Nea Melech, he does count for a minion, which is kineged this Mishnah Berurah. And in fact, the Yalkut Yosef, bringing from Rabbi Avad Yosef on Sadi Tess, also says the same thing. And he says, Pella on the Mishnah Berurah that he just quoted the Beis David without, you know, realizing that it's really a Beis Yehuda, and the Beis Yehuda says the exact opposite, that you can daven in that even though his tefillah is a toeva, he can, you know, count for a minion. So therefore, it sounds like, according to everyone else besides the Mishnah Berurah, level number three even, someone who can't even stand in front of a king is allowed to be mitzarif for a minion. Now, the Isha Yisrael brings an interesting chumrah, and then he brings an interesting kula. The Isha Yisrael, this is in Chaf Beis Chaf Dalet, Ha'ara Pei Aleph. He says that the chumrah of the day is, if you look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Shona Halachos, which restates the Mishnah Berurah in a different type of format, kind of like gleans from the Mishnah Berurah the Halacha, he understands the Mishnah Berurah, if I understand it correctly, as saying that perhaps even level number two can't daven in front, can't count for a minion, which is a big chiddush. Someone who drank a revius of yayin but is able to speak in front of a king. So we said if his tefillah, ideally he shouldn't daven, but if he davens, his tefillah is a good tefillah. Even that individual cannot be mitzdar for a minion. That's a big chumrah. That means that any guy in your meal who's drank a lot, he could talk in front of a king, but he drank a revius, you know, but he's definitely a little bit, you know, doesn't count for a minion. So you better make sure that people are completely sober according to that, or they drink less than a revius if they want to count to your minion. However, that's a big chumrah. However, then a big clue of the day is that he says for Megillah, he quotes from others who say that Megillah is different. If you need 10 people for it, we know 10 people for a Megillah is the ideal. You should have it a minion. He says, even if you have a shikr who's basically on level number 3, he says, for sure he counts for a Megillah, because you know why? Megillah, it's not so much you need a Megillah, you need a minion, but what do you need? What's the key words by Megillah?
No.
Persume Nisa. You need a piercing. If you got a guy who's walking back and forth and singing his favorite song loud, it's still a piercing anis. He may not count for the minion, but it's a piercing anis. To end, I want to end with the last Mar Makom, is the Meir Oz. This Meir Oz is a great contemporary posek in Eretz Yisrael, and he has a, listen to what he says. He quotes from the Sefer Shtia V'Shichros B'Halacha. I don't know how to get a hold of that Sefer. It's not on Hebrew books. I didn't see it. I have to check on Otzer HaChachma. Maybe I could find Shtia V'Shichros B'Halacha. He quotes Simen Hei, so it's not very elaborate. It doesn't elaborate over here, but I'll read you his two lines. He says, you know what it's based upon, if a shikr could count for a minion or not? What's the reason why a shikr on level 3 can't daven? What's the reason? So two reasons, he says. Either you could say the reason is because he's a chisaron with kavana. Someone who's a shikr, he can't have kavana. He says, if that's the case, im kein ein chisaron with sarfo l'minion. Just because a person can't daven his own kavana doesn't mean he can't be part of a minyan. If the reason why his shikur can't daven is because he can't have kavana, okay, how much kavana do you need to be part of a minyan? You just stand there like a beam, and you stand, look there, look pretty, and stands tall, and you know, you say amen. You know, what's hard to be mitzvah for a minyan? But he says if the reason why a shikur can't daven himself is because it's mius, it's disgusting to Hashem to have someone who's a drunk being davening to Hashem. He says if that's the case, it's also disgusting for Hashem to have someone who's drunk combined for a minyan. And he says that's what it would be telling on what's the reason why a shikur cannot daven cannot be mitzarif for a minyan. So to close the recap, it comes out that basically there's these four levels. Level number four definitely cannot be mitzarif for a minyan. Level number one can definitely mitzarif for a minyan. The question is level number two and level number three. It seems to be that level number two, according to most poskim, if he can talk in front of a king, he can be mitzarif. Level number three is a huge machlokas. Mishnah Berurah says no, and everyone else, a lot of other people say no, he can be mitzarif to a minyan. Shkoyach.